football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 01514720967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Good evening, this is the Radio City Legends. It's 6.30 on a Monday evening. Let's dissect the Merseyside derby for the next hour, whether you want to chew the ear of Graham Sharp or smile alongside John Aldridge. The number is 01514720967. 4720967. But don't be expecting a happy person to answer the phones. Our miserable blue Dave Downey is on the phone lines for the next hour. And boy, has he got a face on him. Chaps, let's kick it off. Who wants to start? John, it was one-sided, wasn't it, at the weekend?
Yeah, you know, when Everton got back into it, I expected a little bit more, to be honest. I think the Coutinho game goal, sorry, come at a really good time. You know, it was a good response from Liverpool, you know, soon after, and they knocked Everton back. I was surprised, you know, the side Everton put out, I have to say. And I'm surprised he went three at the back, because I think that suits Liverpool. And I think the manager got his tactics wrong, Koeman.
I thought it was baffling, the Everton lineup.
It was baffling.
I mean, in hindsight, it's easy enough to say.
But we had to score, to be fair, we had to score three really good goals. You know, I know the goalie looked like a Sabutio goalie after three of them, I have to say. But the first one he wouldn't have got. The second one definitely couldn't have got. And the third one, I'm not sure. He's a great strike, but it was in the middle of the goal.
But
I don't know, you know. So that was a little bit odd. But from Liverpool point of view, you just to get 6 points in two games against Everton is a bonus. You know, it's a bonus. They're always hard games, you know that. And Liverpool deserved it. You couldn't take it, you know, away from Liverpool. Everton were fairly ordinary. We stopped Lukaku. Well, I think he stopped himself half the time as well. He didn't, you know. But and you look at where the goals were going to come from Everton, and they look fairly comfortable. A couple of little hairy moments in the second half, you know, when Morelos come on, great run.
Everton have a chance just after half time with Ashley Williams.
That's the one.
That's Everton's best time of scoring was set pieces. Yeah. And just after half time, if they get a goal there, 2-2, listen, the better team won by a mile. Everton never turned up. Strange formation. Didn't have an awful lot left. Aaron Lennon injured as well, who I thought might come in at the wing back. But, you know, looking back, playing the two young lads on the same side, you know, Pennington is the right side, the centre back, and Mason Holgate is the right wing back. Didn't work. Mason, I thought, looked like a rabbit caught in the headlights. I wasn't sure of that position.
I think it was tough on him, Sharpie, with Coutinho in that role. He was getting too much space and he didn't know what to stick or bust the young lad in. It was just tough on him.
In that hole it was. So it was a tough afternoon for him. But you look at it, for the goals, if I'm being really critical, I'm thinking the first one, good goal, good set. But I thought your Matthew Pennington should have been more committed with the challenge. And he kind of just dangles his foot and the ball goes between his legs. As Aldo says, Robles rooted to the spot. Second one, great strike, don't care. Great goal, comes inside, great ball. Third one, looking at the way it happened, and, you know, it's a strike from Origi, he's hit the target, that's all you can do. The goalkeeper was poor. But you look at the way Liverpool attacked for that third goal, Leighton Baines was caught upfield. But Phil Jagielka, once they played the ball into Origi, he's got to come across here. He's got to know where the danger is. I think there's somebody outside. I think it might have been Manny if he was somewhat sure. But he's got to leave him and go and close the danger, which is Origi. But he didn't. He was worried about Manny over his shoulder. And Origi, you could have driven the bus through the middle. Yeah. And he's hit a shot and decent goal. But no, the best team won. Everton were poor. Looking strange, as John says. Morales, for me, should have played. Young Calvert-Lewin tried hard. But Morales is more experience for that.
More so than Barry? Kevin Morales?
From a Liverpool point of view, you look at the team. Now, if they've had Barry in midfield and Morales instead of the younger lads all done it a different way, you'd have thought, you know, when you've seen the young lads, I have to say, with all due respect to they're only babies in football, so I thought, it's a team for a derby to put out, I wouldn't have done it personally, you know what I mean?
So, three young players there, you know, and you look at thinking of Valencia on the bench, and we said Morales on the bench. Listen, you can only pick 11 teams.
Davis and Barkley, young lads as well. Yeah. So five young lads all in all, so, in the Everton team, with a big game like that.
And the number of people that came on here, and this is an interesting thing, the number of people come on here and wherever they want to vent their feelings about Gareth Barry. Oh, I can't play Gareth Barry, he's too slow, he's this and he's that kind of thing. For me, all day long, Gareth Barry should have played. Yeah. We talked about it on the Thursday night about how Everton would play, would they sit back. Gareth Barry in there is a three, and we talked about Tottenham and everything else. But I still think at Liverpool have struggled when teams have sat in and hit them in the break. And I think if they had Gareth Barry in there and maybe Morales, then we could have maybe hurt Liverpool and caused them more of a problem. But I thought Lukaku was totally bossed by Lovren. I thought he won a header in the first 5 minutes, Lovren, big powerful header, and then I thought, here, do you fancy it? Mm. Not for me. Didn't fancy it.
And people were worrying about Lucas being in Liverpool's starting lineup, and actually, look at what he produced on the day.
But I wasn't, to be fair. I think he's an easy target sometimes, Lucas, you know, when he's played centre-half in particular, when he's played most of his games of recent times. When things go wrong, like at Leicester, it wasn't him fault. It wasn't his fault. No. And whenever he gives you 110%, and I tell you, was not many times he's let Liverpool down over the last few seasons.
He's intelligent, isn't he? And he was brilliant in that deep line midfield. Look, loads of people want to get on. If you've never rung the Legends before, please do. New callers always welcome. 4720967. Let's start with Jimmy in West Derby. Evening, Jimmy.
Hiya, boys. How you doing?
Hello, Jim.
Saturday, I want to know what Ronald Koeman was playing at. I've never seen a manager make so many bad decisions in one game. It was unbelievable. And then to come out after what he said after the game, he said he was proud. You know, you want to get a dictionary and look up the word proud, because I tell you what, there wouldn't be a single Everton fan on the set who would agreed with him.
Jimmy, go on then. What did he get wrong? What would you have played?
Well, the team that started with Sharpie was the formation for the kickoff. He said he wanted to press Liverpool. Everyone knows the best way to beat Liverpool is to sit back and frustrate them. Every team that goes to Anfield, Wolves, Swansea, Burnley, they all sit behind and play them on the break because you can't break them down. And we went chasing around like headless chickens. No, playing three at the back, all get out of position, bringing Pennington in for his first game in donkey's years. And, you know, and that dropping Tom Davis back in an old midfield position. You know, I'm not Gareth Barry's biggest fan, but why don't you stick in with him, with Guy, and bring Morales, and, you know, playing Calvert-Lewin, he's one for the future.
I just think the way we looked at Tottenham and what we played at Tottenham, and I think we played Barry, Davis and Guy in there, and it just didn't work. So whether he's thinking, well, I don't know. But I just said before, you came on about Gareth Barry, people give him a little bit of stick, but in a big game like that, when you've got so many youngsters around you, experience is a big, big thing. So I was a little bit surprised that Gareth didn't start, and Morales, for me, should have started.
But Graham, you've seen our bench was better than the team that we had out.
Yeah.
You know, we get into our time, 2-1 down on the fourth, he'll change it, eh? He's got to make changes. And we were watching the Sky, but we had Merseyside on Ronnie Goodless, and I can't believe that he hasn't made any changes. And it wasn't until we went 3-1 down. And then he brings Gareth Barry on. What's Gareth Barry going to do when you're 3-1 down? And you've got Luchman and Morales on the bench. You know, honestly, it was one of the really most poor managerial things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, Jimmy, really in saying that, but don't you think as well, and listen, I think for the young lads it was hard. But I tell you what, We needed more.
Yeah, our big players. Yeah. You know, Ashley Williams, Barkley, and Rom just didn't turn up. Ross just came on the pitch and just wanted to kick anything that moved. He just completely lost it before the game. Ashley Williams, if you tell me he's a good centre half, you know, he was all over the place. Him and Jackie Elk were terrible.
Well, what's your thoughts, Aldo? What's your thoughts on Ross's tackles? So the first one in the first minute on Chan.
The three poor tackles, everyone knows. In the modern game, when we played, you could accept it, to be fair, because that's the way it was. But in the modern game, he's very, very fortunate. You know, he could have been sent off a couple of times, to be quite honest.
Before it got to the Lovren tackle?
Buchan's.
Or tackle, Buchan's. Or whatever, it was.
Yeah, he was over the top. He knows whether he meant it or not, but it certainly... You know, it did look like he flew in.
Did that look like a player who perhaps all week had been thinking, I've got to try and boss the Merseyside derby and sort of put my stamp on it, for want of a better word.
At the end of the day, you've got to think that, you know, it is the fixture with the most sending offs, you know, between any other teams. And you know, he's a Liverpool lad. The fans, well, you don't have to go and try and snap someone for them to give you a round of applause.
Johnny was very lucky, mate.
He was, yeah.
He was very lucky.
He didn't the same late on against Henderson, didn't he? When Henderson got up, you know, and he's got to learn. You can't do that. He's been very lucky with two lenient referees. You know, if you get sent off in a derby, you know, the Everton fans will not be happy with you. You know, you're running, you could get beat 4 or 5, and you've got to think about the other 10 lads you're leaving on the pitch. He's very lucky.
Yeah, go on, Jimmy.
Graham, what would you play tomorrow night against United? You wouldn't go with that same team again, would you?
No.
Anyone with a brain wouldn't go with that team.
No. I think, well, whatever people think of Morales, I always think Morales is a threat. I think you've got to play him, you've got to keep him on board. I think young Calvert-Lewin did okay, but it was a strange decision. For me, Morales starts all day long. As I think every time we played three centre-backs, we've been stuffed. I think we played it at Chelsea.
Played at Chelsea,
we got battered.
Go back to flat-back form.
Yeah.
Allgate instead of Williams.
Yeah.
A better pace.
Yeah, the only thing, I'm just looking, they asked me to name the team. I'd done a thing on Friday and asked me to name the team. I went with a flat-back four.
Yeah.
But you actually thought on Thursday you might have gone three at the back, didn't you, Sharpie?
Yeah, I think Mason Holgate at right back. I would stick with the two experienced players. Mm-hmm. You know, Man United, like Ibrahimovic, hasn't got a lot of pace through the middle, and Baines in the left hand side. Problems left hand side, maybe with the pace again of, you know, Valencia going down that side. But I would play 4-3-2-1. I would play 4-3-2-1, whatever your personnel is there. But Morales for me would definitely start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jimmy, what did you think of Lukaku's performance?
Oh, it's Graham, he was shocking, weren't he? Mm-hmm. People say he never had the service, which he never really, but Graham, if he thinks he's the world superstar that he's going to be, you've got to go looking, you've got to make things happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about on Saturday after the game, you know, you used to never stand there like what he was on Saturday.
No.
You had to put yourself about a bit, help the team, run the channels or something like that.
Yeah.
He just stood there. A lover must have thought it was Christmas.
Yeah.
He just never done that.
Jimmy,
hands on his hips, not doing that. And, you know, that's, you can't do that in the derby or any game. You know, people go on as bad as record. Well, he's got 21 goals, but, you know, so I scored an hat-trick against Sunderland and 2 goals against 10 men, Hull and Bournemouth and all that. It's the top 6 that counts.
Yeah.
And if you can't do it against them, mate, you know, Chelsea got rid of him. They probably seen something on that. They thought he wasn't going to make it. I know he was young, but, you know, he's scoring record against the bigger teams.
No, I just think, Jimmy, as well, that just highlighted, and you mentioned some names there, that just highlighted what, you know, whilst he's done a good job since he's been in Ronald Koeman and tried to shape things around, there is still a long way to go.
Good stuff, Jimmy. Thank you very much indeed for your thoughts this evening. Jimmy's at the end of his tether.
Sharpie, give a bit of counselling there.
Nothing like Sharpie for some counselling.
That's what it means, so that your fans are passionate. Yeah. You know, that's what it means. You know, you got to live the weekend after. You know, you're going out. Your mates are taking a mick out here. You know, you're reading the papers. It hurts when you love your club. I don't like reading the papers when Liverpool get beat by you know, teams. You just
United.
Don't want to look. You know, and United in particular. I don't go out the house.
So does it ease the pain if they get a good result at United tomorrow?
Well, it does, but it doesn't take away from the fact that, once again, they didn't turn up. You know, and before the game, everybody was citing about the fact they hadn't won for so many years and they never turned up. And last year was a disgrace at the 4-0 and everything else. So I'm thinking, I'm going to see something. But I think everybody walking away, Blues walking away or watching it on the television, has thought, I didn't see enough there. I didn't see enough.
But do you know what, for me, like when managers, you know, get paid huge amounts of money for getting reactions out of players. Now, if he's saying he's proud of the performance, I didn't really see an awful lot to be proud of, to be fair.
Didn't mean that, did he?
But no,
he's done it for a reason.
If you're going into the Man United game, you use Saturday as a motive, you know what I mean, to get at Man United. Say, you can't play like that again. That was shocking. But I would change going back to a flat back four. I'm not putting up with that. I'm going to change the team around. It's your chance now to start, and you know. That you need to have something out the game positive to take into the next. Now, if he's left it like that, saying he's proud of the team, I don't think he'll get you.
Yeah, but has he publicly backed them, but yeah, privately yeah, gone in well, and hopefully. And slaughtered them?
Well, from an Everton point of view, you hope so.
I think he'll do that with the game coming up so close. He couldn't just distance them, so I think he's just keeping them in that level at the moment, but he'd have told them.
More on that from the boys in just a moment. It's the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. Please gamble responsibly. Loads more information on the website, radiocity.co.uk. Please get your calls in, 4720 967. It's the Radio City Legends, and we're here until 7:30.
Call now, 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
It's the Radio City Legends. John Aldridge, Graham Sharp. They're here until 7:30. Your calls are welcome. Apologies if you rang in the past 4 or 5 minutes and didn't get through to Dave. He was doing some technical jiggery-pokery. He was running around the tower, wasn't he?
No.
So he ran past the window
jogging
a few times. Oh, here he is. He's jogging past again. So actually, if you did ring and you didn't pick up, please ring back again, because Dave will get it in a moment or two. 4720 967. Oh, there, feels like he's been worked to the bone, doesn't he? Let's just talk about a couple of the Liverpool positives from the day. So we've had some of the Everton negatives. What are the big pluses you saw, John? How well did they play as a team?
Emery Chan's performance. I thought, he's just a bit of a run where he's got a bit of consistency the last few games, you know, which is coinciding with his talks over a new contract, which is quite funny. That was a positive. Obviously, and Coutinho coming back, I know that was the other big positive from Brazil, because the last few games he's played, he's not looked himself. But on Saturday, he was back to his best.
You know, he has had one of those seasons where he's had a few games where he's sort of been a bit absent, hasn't he? And then all of a sudden he shines massively again.
Yeah.
Often on the big occasion.
Yeah. But, you know, again, you look at it at the end, you know, we've got Henderson out, Lallana, and the Manny situation. It just fell awkwardly on. It was a good challenge from Baines. He just felt, for me, there was nothing wrong with the challenge. He just fell awkwardly. You know what I mean? And it's his knee, isn't it? So hopefully... I saw him to the Echo journalist tonight, and he gave a thumbs up to James Peace and said it was not as bad as actually what he thought it was initially, hopefully. So
probably won't play against Bournemouth.
Oh, he won't play. You don't know. So the scans and everything would have been done today, so they'll probably know tomorrow, to what degree he's struggling.
Just before we get to Martin on the line, so a lack of Scousers in Liverpool side, but when Trent Alexander-Arnold came on, again, he demonstrated he can play in a different position and almost scored as well.
He had two opportunities, two really good opportunities, which is great getting in the box. But the lad's got a big future, and he did start off as a midfield player when he was young. Mm-hmm. So, he knows what to do when he's in that situation.
Just scooped his chance, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But I think he's going to be, it's great that we've got a local lad from West Derby, you know, knocking on the door.
He's going to be a midfielder?
I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know. He can play full back. He could probably play winger if he wanted. Wing back he could play. And he's a midfield player, you know, but I've seen him mostly as a right back, which he's very flexible. He gets up and down, great engine, run all day. And when he gets in the box, there's always a final delivery from him.
Great talent. Anyone who's watched him at the academy level.
Yeah.
Really,
I think I go as far as to say, not just Liverpool, I think he's an England player in the future as well.
Well done, Trent. Let's get back to the phone lines on the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. Laurie is next up. Evening, Laurie.
Good evening. Good evening, lads.
Hi, Laurie. All right, mate.
What I'd like to say is, why don't managers be honest after the team has played for... I mean... An example is, Koeman comes out right afterwards and says, I was proud of my team, and that's the way we want to play. You had Mourinho turning on the interviewer because his team hadn't played well. You know, why don't they be men enough, you know, to admit it? I don't want them to come out and criticise them, but don't start giving us a load of cod's wallop about, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if he'd agree with me, but honestly, I could not believe. I mean, there's a chap phoned up Radio 5 on Saturday night, and he said, I could not believe our manager coming out.
Do you know what, Laurie? I do agree with you, because when we've had managers in the past, Liverpool, we've gone through quite a few, and when they played back, Roy Hodgson, in fact, was funny because I was after a derby when Everton battered us 2-0. He came out with the same sort of comments as well. Well, everyone's fuming wanting to go with going berserk. You're right, you want to hear the odd, you know, say it how it is, you know, say it how you feel, say how the fans want you to say it, you know.
And while you're on, John, don't you think it's time that, as much as I love Mr. Klopp, that he, you know, had a thingy with Sacco now, you know, come down to, you know, forgiving and forget. You know, I mean, I only seen the highlights, but he was a warrior there on Saturday.
Yeah, I believe so.
He was, you know, I'm not just saying that because he played for Liverpool, but the compliments he was getting on Radio 5 from outside, the country, it's unbelievable.
Sorry, Laurie.
No. Yeah, I know what you mean. We don't know to what degree the fallout's about, you know, because obviously it's behind closed doors, what's gone on. It's obviously very serious for the manager to have done what he did to him, because a lot of fans really like Sacco. And you're right, when he plays well, he's like a warrior at the back. He's gone to Palace, and it looks like he will play a massive big part of the escape job that Allardyce has got them going on. And what it will do from Liverpool point of view, it'll put a decent size fee on his head if they want to sell him, or if the manager wants to forgive him to come back, which I don't know. It'd be a tough one. I don't know.
Laurie, good points. Thank you very much indeed, pal. We're going to have to move on
to
the next caller, Kevin Melling. Laurie called it Codswallop.
Codswallop.
I love
very
that.
Good.
Codswallop.
Yeah,
what a great term. Yeah. Go on, Laurie. Evening, Kev.
Evening, lads. You
Hello,
okay?
Kev.
It just seems to be God's law that everyone always steals my thunder as I come on. Sacco was what I was going to talk about, John, to be honest with you. I'm sorry to bring this up.
Go on, it's all right.
I just wondered that, do you think Klopp's made a mistake there on letting him go? Because, you know, we were talking about leaders on the pitch. He would have been ideal, I think, because I think that's his, he just would have been great for the defence and the thing, you know. I think he made a mistake this year.
I think when you're playing these teams that we struggle against, I think, you know, he's the type of player that you need. You know, the teams that we've notoriously been poor against, he'll stand up and he'll be counted. You know,
he spoke the other week about us needing a full defence, you know. And, you know, I'm just thinking, the lads we've got there now with Lovren and Matip, and I think if you brought him back, if you sort of just buried the hatchet, you might not have to need to look at a defence, apart from the obvious sort of left-back area, you know. But I was pleased with the attitude of Moreno as well on when the goal went in from Coutinho. He was right down there jumping with them all, Moreno, you know. Yeah. So his heart is, you know, I know he's Coutinho, but his heart was there, wasn't he? I thought, he, you know, he wouldn't have, you know, so, you know.
But the centre-half, you know, you're looking, you've got Lovren, Matip and Clavin, and Young Gomez, who's monitoring, you know, whether he comes back, you know, fully fledged after his operations that he's had on, isn't he? So probably he'll assess them to the end of the season, and he'll know where he stands in the centre half situation. Lovren's now—he's been offered a new contract, and they're mulling over it as we speak. So obviously he's in his plans. Matip's in his plans. So we'll have to just wait and see what he does in that situation in the coming months. You know.
Well, the other thing you spoke about as well, about, you know, an £80 million centre forward, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think we need someone of that calibre?
Absolutely.
You know, I know. Well, because obviously, what role for Firmino then, John? Because he'd be the one to drop out, wouldn't he?
If hopefully we get Champions League football next year, you've got to have alternatives. You know, you look at what Chelsea—they've had Costa on the bench. You know, Man City have had Aguero on the bench. You know, some players—that's the way it is sometimes. But you've got to look for what Chelsea are trying to get in United. You've got to be up there trying to entice them. And if we've got Champions League football, you know, you've got a manager who's renowned as Klopp, then you've got a chance, haven't you?
So Man United and Chelsea are looking at Neymar for 178 million quid. That's ridiculous. That's mental.
That's crazy, isn't it?
We've got no chance.
No
chance competing with that.
No, Liverpool can't compete with that.
178 million quid.
In the crazy, isn't it? You know, that if that's legit. But but certainly with the, I can't say his name, but the lad at Dortmund.
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang. Yeah. You know, he's the type, you know, the player that you got to try and, you know, get interest from and prize him away.
Kev, nice one. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Kev.
We're going to have to move on there.
That was good pronunciation for you. What was his name?
It was Aubameyang. What?
It's hard to say. I don't even pronounce
it. I've got a case of the Aldridges. Aubameyang.
Aubameyang.
I think that might be right. Talking of top strikers moving on, I don't know whether either of you caught Napoli against Chelsea. Napoli against Juventus at the weekend. And, of course, Higuain had moved from Napoli to Juventus. They gave all the fans in Napoli a whistle.
Yeah.
So when he came back at the weekend, he walked into the stadium. Everyone's whistling at him.
Napoli won, didn't it? Hamsik scored.
Oh, was it not a draw?
I thought Hamsik scored.
Might have done, but I think it ended a draw. I don't think Higuain had particularly a great game in the whole thing. But he's a brilliant striker, isn't he? A year ago, Tomo kept talking about him, didn't he?
He's a fantastic goal scorer. He's a really good player, yeah, Higuain.
Okay, Blues, where are you? Distinctly quiet at the moment, Graham, from Blue Callers. Lots of Reds wanting to ring up.
I'm going through the team and I'm thinking about if he's going to make a
tomorrow,
at Old Trafford. I don't know if he'll bring back the goalkeeper, Stecklenburg.
Mm. You think there could be a big change there?
I think he might.
We haven't discussed that in detail, have we? How bad was he for each goal?
Listen, he's done well. And somebody asked me the question the other night about, you know, I don't think there's a lot of difference between the both of them. But when you think that when Stecklenburg was brought in, he was the first choice. And then only because of an injury, you know, Robles came in and did really well. Mm. But I don't know if he's looked at maybe some of the goals we've conceded recently and thinking maybe they need to change that just to give, you know, a fresh face. And I'm just looking at the team. I've thought him in goal, then a back four of Baines, Williams, Jagielka and Holgate. Then a midfield three of Gareth Barry on the left. Gay in the centre, Tom Davis in the right. Morales and Bartley just ahead of them and Lukaku. Mm. I think he may well go with that. And go 4-3-2-1 and make sure that the two of Morales and Bartley have got to get back and make a five. It'll be a different proposition against Manchester United.
But you think Stecklenburg will be in goal?
I think he might think about it. He might think about it and might make a change. I may be totally wrong, but I just think that, although he said what he said after the game, I just think that I don't think he'll start with that same team. And I think
he won't start.
John, give me your thoughts on the third goal. You're a striker, and Robles does what he does. And Divock Origi, is he thinking?
Origi just it came to me. He's going to smash it, isn't he? It's a hell of a strike for the pace he got on the ball, but the goalie, you know, he was flat footed. Didn't he expect it? He's come from 20-odd yards. Perhaps he could have done better, you know. It looked, when I first seen it, because I was up in the gantry in the centre, I thought, oh, it's right in the corner. What a goal that is. Then when I seen it in the telly, I went, oh, it's about 2 yards in from the post. Mm. So, no, I think you've got to ask questions to your keeper there, haven't you? You know, he didn't even move for it, which was strange.
Look, bamboozled, didn't he? Right, 3 minutes past seven. More of your calls to come in a moment. 0151 472 0967. The Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. John Aldridge and Graham Sharp here.
The Legends with 888 Sport. Whatever your sport, take them on. Bet now. Gamble responsibly. Merseyside legends, John Aldridge and Graham Sharp. Call now 0151 472 0967. Red and blue, banter and debate. The legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
7 minutes past seven. More of your calls to come in a moment or two after these boys have stopped sightseeing out of the window.
I've never seen these two flap as much in all my life, innit?
Just watching the sunset or something.
I wouldn't mind it.
We're just looking at the beauty of our city.
Right, lovely, okay. Lovely. No, you were looking at a Chinese restaurant or something where you were pointing something out. Right, have you done your pre-match warm-up? We're on to look who's scoring. It currently stands at Graham Sharp, 25 points. John Aldridge, 26 points.
Can I have a guess now?
Is it a red?
Jamie Carragher.
Why would it be Jamie Carragher?
I don't know, because it's a red.
Well, after your moaning, we've gone away from it being reds. Oh, no, that's not a clue. Or is it?
Ooh.
Could it be a red? Who knows? Right, let's get on with it straight away. 5 points. This player was born in 1979. Play along at home, everyone. Spent 19 years of his playing career with four clubs. one of which was a Merseyside club. So 19 years of his playing career with four clubs. But one.
79, so how old is he, Charlie?
He's 30.
I thought he looked a bit older than that, to be honest. Does, doesn't he? A bit deceptive with his looks, maybe. So 38-year-old play, want to guess?
So
anyone?
He's only just finished then, hasn't he?
No. Sharpie, got a name on your tongue?
No.
No, all right. 4 points. He won a championship medal.
Championship medal?
As in...
Division 1, the old Division 2.
No, no, we're talking... just clarify this.
What chance have
David, David, our producer. Oh, no, he's gone into a dream. Can you hear us, David? Oh, there we go. Won a championship medal? The reference is to a Premier League championship. Oh, in the championship. Ah, right. So won the old won a playoff final.
Hold on, championship in the second division.
Yeah, the
and a playoff final.
Right, and one of his clubs was Aston Villa. It's even got me confused.
Windass.
Won a champ.
Windass at Villa.
That was pathetic, Steve.
Yeah, that was awful, wasn't it? Really was.
David. No. Right, there we go. Haven't got one there. 3 points.
Thomas Hitzlsperger.
Ooh, that's not a bad one, is it?
This is getting farcical.
3 points, 80 games and 8 goals for his country. 80 games, 8 goals. Was he a striker? Doubt it. A European side quite close to England. European side quite close to England. Ooh. Who is this player? Dave Downey's looking like he's beating you both. Oh, Sharpie's got something.
Have you? I'm nowhere.
Go on, throw it in there.
Absolutely shambolic.
All right, 2 points. One of his other clubs. So one of his other clubs was Queen's Park Rangers. And he retired from playing in 2015. Yeah? Have you worked out which Merseyside club he might have played for you?
Liverpool.
No. Come on, you two must know more footballers' names, right? For 1 point. This guy once held the record.
Richard Dunn.
That's him. Yeah, it's him. 1 point, Sharpie. Square.
2 points
here.
It's a great 2 points.
No, it's one.
No, he just.
You were on the last question, weren't you?
No, it was 1 point. I was on the final clue there.
No, you weren't.
I was on the final clue.
What did you say?
I said once held the record for the most, and then you said Richard Dunn, but that was the final. That was the final clue. Don't you be trying to nobble us on Derby weekend? That's all right.
Do you know what? I should have got that.
I thought you would have known that, John.
Ireland, but no, I thought there'd be a midfield player, but with 8 goals, he scored a few goals off corners, didn't he? Then 8 goals in 80. It's not bad for a centre half.
So he had the record for the most red cards received in the Premier League.
Did he?
Richard Dunn. There you go. Right, all level. 26 points each after round whatever it was of look who's scoring. Thank you very much indeed. Let's get back to the phone lines. 0151. What are you thinking of, Sharpie?
Playoff final. Who did he win that with? QPR?
Are you arguing with Wikipedia?
No, I'm just asking.
I'll give you the full.
He won it with Villa, did he?
Give you the full rundown in a moment or two. Let's get another caller onto the Radio City Legends. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're here until 7:30, and let's go back to the phone lines on the Radio City Legends with 888 Sport. Right, who have we got there? It's Keith, isn't it?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Keith.
Hello, Sharpie. Just talking about Saturday's game.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know what you thought of Ashley Williams' performance, because. I mean, talking about Ross Barkley should have been sent off at the tackle he was doing. I thought that one that he did on Khan, was it? I thought that one right over the top or over the knee. Mm-hmm. I thought he might have been sent off for that one.
Well, Ashley Williams for the stamp.
It was a poor challenge.
No, not the stamp. No, the other one. Yeah. The one later on when he was going to go past him.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, he's short of pace.
Yeah.
And I think he thought, well, I don't want to let him go past me. Yeah. So, you know, he's just took him out.
Yeah.
But I thought he was very lucky to stay on for that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made some rash decisions. He went off his feet. He went off with 2 feet, and he caught the guy as well. And I thought, he was treading a fine line. I thought they struggled. I honestly think they struggled. I didn't think there was many standout performances. Ross Barkley seems to get a lot of criticism. I think that's a little bit unjust on his performance because I don't think there was any who really, you know, held their heads. Hi, I think Leighton Baines was probably our best player.
Yeah, I thought so as well.
So the rest of them really struggled. I thought the young lads struggle to adapt to young Mason. And
but do you think there, though, I agree with you that the young lads are struggling, but do you think they look to leaders like Ashley Williams and Jagielka?
Yeah.
To sort of like, especially when it went 1-1, I think they wanted to, you know, you're always vulnerable there after you just scored it, the other side might score again.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think he could have had a way with him and settled it down. Say, okay, just keep hold of the ball at a minute now here. Mm-hmm. Let's settle ourselves down. And we went at 1-1 in half time. Mm-hmm. You might have had a better chance in the second half.
Keith, listen, I think they would have been doing that. Knowing the two lads, I think they're experienced lads. Listen, they're not shouters and grab you by the scruff of the neck kind of thing. But I'm sure that all throughout the game, they would have been talking to the young lads. But I just thought, you know, Matthew Pennington and Mason Holgate on the one side, you know, on the side that, you know, that Coutinho was getting into little holes in there and they were struggling to pick him up. And I thought that both of them, you know, it was hard for them, don't get me wrong, but I just thought that overall we didn't play as a team. But in saying that, at 2-1, we get a chance just after half-time, you know, Ashley Williams in the back post, maybe try to pick out Lukaku. You know, that might have changed things. I doubt it very much because I thought, on the day, the best team won, you know, and won convincingly. But I just thought that not enough of us turned up. You know, I don't think enough of our players turned up.
Yeah, and I think you missed Seamus O'Striker at right back as well.
Yeah.
You know, going down the wing there, I think when that one went over from the free kick from Ross,
yeah,
I think that at the far post, I think you would have smashed that and he would have scored, you know. So you're missing them already.
Yeah.
Do you think you buy a full-back in the summer if he doesn't come back, you know, as well as he was?
Well, listen, we've got, you know, young Mason. I think tomorrow night, I think young Mason Holgate may well start at right back. Listen, he in the games he's played with us before, he's done well, but I just thought maybe that was a little step too far. I think he was, as I said, like a rabbit caught in the headlights on Saturday against Liverpool. But it's a big ask for him at Manchester United. But I think he can fill in that, you know, in a straight back four. So we'll just have to wait and see. Listen, I just said to somebody before, I think he's done a good job, Ronald Koeman. But I think Saturday's game maybe highlighted to a lot of people that how tough a job he's got, you know, in terms of, you know, you talked about Ashley Williams and Phil Jagielka and Leighton Baines to a certain extent at that age now where probably coming to the end, you know, of their careers. I think he's got a really tough job ahead of him. He's done really well up to now. That was disappointing at the weekend. I think it's easy for us to sit back and say, yeah, he should have done this, he should have done that. Listen, he works with the players day in, day out. He has a better knowledge of them than we do. But I just think that the summer, the next two transfer windows are going to be very, very important because he will look at that on Saturday and thinking, if I need to step up to the next level, I need to improve this and improve it by quite a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Mm. But I agree about the keeper tomorrow night. It would change the keeper.
Mm.
But what do you think about this Morelos situation? No, I disagree with you there. And we're playing him. Mm. I think he blows up and cold too much, Graham. You know, he's like a mood player. Sometimes he turns up, sometimes he doesn't. I'd play Valencia before I played
him.
Well,
yeah, good point. You know, but I just think that Kevin Morelos has been a little bit unfortunate. I think when Kevin Morelos has played, I think he's done well. I always think you've got a goal from Kevin Morelos. I always think you've got a chance. He'll go past people. He'll make things happen. He's got good quality. I understand what you're saying, that he's not consistent enough, but I think if you love Kevin Morelos, I think you get the best out of him.
Do you think you can play Morelos, Barkley and Lukaku there?
I do, although I think they can just play Morelos and Barkley just ahead of the midfield three and behind Lukaku so that when we lose the ball, he can do it. He has to do a shift.
That's what I'm saying. You've got to do the defensive pass as well, especially at the likes of Anfield and Old Trafford.
And Bartley, it has to do a shift down the right-hand side. But I look at young Lukman, and I think he's a really good prospect, but maybe not physically strong enough at this moment in time. And I would go with Morelos tomorrow. And I understand where you're coming from, Keith, as well. But for me, I think a little bit more experience in there. I thought three young lads in at Anfield, as John has said at the beginning of the show, was maybe a little bit too much.
Thank you, Keith. Brilliant points made. Ronald Koeman was saying Romelu Lukaku was tired. Tired.
What?
So I presume he will be okay for the Manchester United game. What's he tired from? Too much football? Not sure? No. Oh, well, that's what his manager's come out and said. Let's get it back to the phone lines. You're looking absolutely aghast at that suggestion.
I forgot to say.
That's what he said.
I think that referee, Taylor, is garbage.
Anthony Taylor.
Oh, we've had him a few times this year. I just think he is garbage. Honestly.
He's a Man United fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is.
He's also the fella, isn't he? Went on his stag do, isn't he, in the middle of the week and then came back and made a bit of a dicky decision in one of the games. Was it a Burnley game, Swansea game, something like that, wasn't he? And there was a lot of, you know.
I just thought he wasn't.
It's what, sorry?
I've seen him many times.
I don't. Not a fan.
No.
Thought he rested badly, the derby.
I thought he got some decisions. I thought the game was quite easy to referee in many ways, but the tattles he got. And one Sharpie said earlier on, you know, where Klein's pulled back here, Leighton Baines, and it's a yellow card. He missed that one, and then he's tried to atone for that by being generous to Everton. It doesn't work like that, football. You know, if you're going to do it right.
Listen. They can never win, can they? Because what do we usually say? Oh, let it go. It's a derby. You've got to know the passion and the feeling.
I agree with that. But in the modern day game, you just want it to, you know, to be across the board, you know, fair for everyone, you know. But I just think in general he's crap anyway.
But he's right with the Nathaniel Klein one. If somebody does that tomorrow night or Wednesday, they get a yellow card. So you're thinking, well, come on, the rule's got to be right across the board and say that's what it's for. But you never let it go, and I can understand him letting it go and thinking, I'm not going to book somebody so early. You know, they're walking a tightrope. Young Davis got booked early, and I think that affected him.
Barkley should have been booked early. He got away with it one day.
He made some decisions like in the benefit of hindsight.
I know you don't want to see players get sent off, and you don't want to see bookings, but sometimes it's the letter of the law now.
You want to see it done fairly.
But I just think, you know, okay, them apart and Saturday apart, It was an easy game to referee. I just think he's inept.
Okay, it's the Radio City Legends with 888 Sports. Plenty of Aintree specials you'll find online.
Yes,
go through radiocity.co.uk. John's excited about Aintree. Let's get a final call. I'll squeeze one in before the end. We've got Phil in Kirby. Hello, Phil.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Phil.
I don't know whether you'll fit all these in, Sharpie. I've come to talk to you. I don't know where to start, really. First of all, I just couldn't understand when I heard the team, why we played three centre-halves. We went to Chelsea. I remember throwing you up and talking about that thing. Going to Chelsea, they their slight force and playing three centre-halves. We haven't done it all year. And then we just said, change it, going to Anfield. I think if Seamus is injured, just put a right-back to right-back. You know, I just couldn't understand why he was doing there. Then at the end of the game, he was saying he's proud of the performance, and I'm like, are you having the last like Martinez again? So Liverpool totally deserved to win without playing well. You know what I mean? Coutinho was outstanding, but as you said before, he played on the side where the two young lads were. Too many young lads in that. I mean, you both have played in derby games, and maybe one or two you could play, but not like half a team.
I think you're right, Phil. I think you're spot on. You know, when I seen the team, I said to Sharpie, you think, oh, that's not very strong, you know. And I've seen some lads on the bench, I thought, oh, they're doing better playing them at, you know, at Anfield. Maybe I don't think it's the game to blood youngsters in. And what Sharpie said before, that, you know, he's got to assess the team for next year. There's a lot of work to be done, some older players. But certainly, the young lads, you don't, for a game of that magnitude, you know, it was a strange decision, wasn't it?
But, you know, even in them games, though, you know, I always think the big teams, big players come to town in the big games. And our big players didn't do that. And they have to stay, for me, at Everton to get better, because no big teams are going to take them. I'm talking about Romelu and Ross, if they're playing like that in derby games, because that's going down the wheel. Like, and they're looking and thinking, hang on a minute, you've got to start showing how good you are in them games. Not going out and getting on the bandwagon, because I always think when you play the smaller teams, you'd be like, they're all right doing it then. But let's see if you can do it against Liverpool. And Liverpool aren't one of the big teams yet.
No.
I mean, they've not been in the past, but Liverpool's got to try and get up there. You know, we're going to move ground. We want to be in that little pack, but we're a long way from being in that pack.
Yeah. Phil, you're right. You make some good points. I can only agree with you. You know, I just think that at times, you know, big games, you're right, it's for big game players. You know, you look at number of times, and I keep saying this, Steven Gerrard is taking the game by the scruff of the neck, you know, and drag people with him. I'm looking at Everton at the moment, I don't think we've got MD like that. You know, we've got Lukaku, who's all the hype and everything else, but he's not like that. So we need players. Like, the number of ex-players that phoned me and got in touch with me at the weekend and couldn't believe that how easy we were to beat. How easy. There was no fight and passion and commitment and drive. Listen, it could have changed 2-1 just after half time. But listen, Liverpool were the better side. You know, the better side won the game without a shadow of a doubt. But the disappointing thing for the players I spoke to, the ex-players I spoke to, was we didn't see any drive and
no.
fight and passion. And listen, I'm not talking about Ross's tackles or anything like that. I just think a determination not to let Coutinho get the space he got, a determination not to let Coutinho hit that shot. I know it was only on Matthew Pennington kind of thing, and he's only learning the game, but a more committed challenge at the edge of the box to stop that shot going in. Just little things like that, but going away from home in the Premier League to the two teams like Liverpool, you need to be at it, and I don't think we were.
Phil, thank you. We'll get you back on in a show coming soon. We've got a cut off there. Want to give a mention to Tranmere Rovers before we go. They beat Wrexham.
Yeah.
Level on points at the top with Lincoln at the moment. You said it couldn't be done, John, the other week. But it looks
great
like
if it could prove wrong. But, you know, Lincoln's got a lot of games to play. Mickey's doing a great job there. You know, everyone is. And let's hope they can just squeeze Lincoln out. It's going to be hard, but... But they're hitting the form at the right time.
Five home games for Tranmere, I think, out of seven to play.
Yeah, but the away form was better. The home form. People come to Tranmere and they want to play them big, you know, 5,000 at the stadium, lovely stadium. It's like a Wembley for these players in that league.
Sometimes it's harder, yeah.
Come on, Tranmere. I have Mark Palios on the show this morning. Want to re-listen to that interview? You can access it via Radio City Talk on the Twitter feed. Sharpie Aldo, thank you very much indeed.
I'd like to see you Thursday, but I'll be at the races then.
Thank you very much. Radio City Legends will return Thursday evening.
The Legends with 888 Sport. Whatever your sport, take them on. Bet now. Gamble responsibly.